Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
A Brother for $28 by Ruth Edwards, Somerville, Texas, USA. I arrived in Japan at 10 years of age with my missionary parents and older brother. The sights, the smells, the culture were all new and mysterious. We moved into a Japanese home at the edge of a large elementary school yard where hundreds of children played after school each day. They were tattered and poor, as most of the Japanese people were in the early 50s right after the war. None of our family spoke the language yet, though I quickly learned Japanese with a fluency that can only be accomplished in early childhood. This early lack of language abilities presented some unique problems for my family. The simplest task of buying eggs, for instance, could prove to be a challenge. Among the many who watched us foreigners with great fascination was 10-year-old Kenji. He had no fear of us. In fact, he was quite bold. He was a rascal for sure, always up to something. But Kenji proved to be very helpful to us while we were adjusting to the newness of a different culture. He would bike off and come back with eggs or onions or whatever we were able to get across to him that we needed by drawing or motioning. He was instrumental in my learning Japanese quickly, though I later had to unlearn some things that were not ladylike. Kenji began to pick up some English, and as naughty as he was, we came to love him dearly. He quickly familiarized us with the layout of the community and taught us where we had to go for what we needed. One day, Kenji was missed, and when he continued to not show up, we went to his home just down the block and asked about him. We found out that his parents had sold him to a farmer for 10,000 yen. About $28 in those days. This was a great deal of money to a household with 8 children, 6 of them younger than Kenji was. Of course, we were devastated, but through much haggling, my parents were able to pay the farmer back and take Kenji into our home. He fit in well, and we enjoyed having him as one of the family. He grew up, married, and went into business for himself before we left Japan for good. I have visited since then, and he was right there to pick me up at the airport and taxi where I needed to go. Though we are an ocean apart, he'll always be my Japanese brother.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.